Welcome to the Happy Baby Show, where you'll learn to understand everything you need to know about your baby and toddler's sleep, feeding, health and development, and most importantly, how they all work together for a happy, thriving babe and parents. I'm your host, Jen Butler, and I'm a maternal and child health nurse, certified breastfeeding and sleep consultant, a circle security facilitator, and a mama to three babes of my own. Join me as I explore all things early parenting in toddler-friendly, bite-sized episodes, because let's be honest, your toddler is probably smothering pseudo cream on the walls as we speak. Are you ready to feel confident in this wild ride of parenthood? Let's dive in. Hello, welcome back to the Happy Baby Show. This is episode 104. In today's episode, I want to dive into what's really getting in the way of a good night's sleep for both you and your baby. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this very topic is because in the world of parenting, there is a lot of talk, advice, information, and misinformation about sleep. I would say that the majority of the questions asked inside my Happy Baby Code membership community are sleep related. Likewise, I would say that most of the DMs that I open up on my Instagram are usually to do with sleep. And I get it, because when you don't get sleep, that is a huge pain for you. When we are sleep deprived, it affects every element of our world. I don't know about you, but I know that I have lowered mood. I have no motivation. I find it really hard to just be present and enjoy the kids. Tiredness is not fun. And we all do have different levels of functioning when it comes to tiredness. But if you're someone who really feels the impact of sleep deprivation, then it can really, really sap your enjoyment of parenting. But the thing with sleep is very often, and I won't say it's always the case, because understanding sleep, knowing how to keep up with your baby and toddlers, changing sleep needs, knowing how to settle, understanding cues to know when to put them to sleep, all of these things, building healthy sleep foundations is 100% part of the puzzle when it comes to having a happy and thriving baby. However, it is only one part of the puzzle. And this brings me to the iceberg analogy, which is what we are going to talk about today. Now, for anyone who's actually tuning into this on my YouTube channel, all my podcast episodes are now also being uploaded to my YouTube channel. I actually have a diagram that is going to show you what I mean by the iceberg analogy. So to give all my darling podcast listeners a bit of an idea what visually I'm showing right now, I want you to picture an iceberg. Now, when we think about icebergs, we have the ocean or the sea, whatever, and we have that tip of the iceberg poking out from above the water. This is where you will see your biggest concerns at the very top. So for example, on this picture that I've got here, I've written, my baby or toddler just doesn't sleep. Or you could pop in, my baby or toddler is waking a trillion times a night. That is what you're experiencing. That's the tip of the iceberg. Now, as we know with icebergs, there is so much that is happening underneath the surface. There is a whole big chunk of ice that happens below sea level, and we don't see that. However, it doesn't mean that it isn't a part of what's going on. So this is exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to sleep. So you might say to me, Jen, my baby or my toddler, they're waking so much, you know, every single night, or my baby or toddler won't nap. And whilst what I see and what you see is a sleep problem, what's going on underneath is so much more. And in this diagram that I have right in front of me, the things that I talk about that sit underneath the surface, underneath the iceberg, are things like knowing how to settle to sleep, the frequently changing sleep needs. So these are the pieces of the sleep puzzle that you need to know that I spoke about. But then you've got things like your support network, mum or dad's physical health, your mental health, what your attachment at the bottle or the breast looks like, the quality of their milk feeds, whether or not your baby has any sort of, you know, mild food sensitivity. Maybe they're intolerant to something. Maybe they have an allergy and these things are impacting the way they sleep. development. I mean, your baby or toddler develops so much in their first 4 years. How is their development impacting sleep? And then there's other things like how you're managing sleep deprivation, how you're feeling in yourself and your ability to be able to make any changes, because usually when we're sleep deprived, our motivation levels are very, very low. I've also got what their night feeds are doing. How much is your baby or toddler feeding at night? How is that impacting what they eat during the day? Are they having the right amount of food to hit all those micro and macronutrients that they need to thrive? This is just an example too. There is, as you can understand, it can also be things like, are they attending childcare? What's going on with their siblings? You know, all sorts of things. I could go on. There is so much that's happening underneath the tip of the iceberg. Now, the reason why I wanted to talk about this is because when it comes to understanding your sleep challenge, it is so important to understand your whole baby. And this brings me to why I do what I do. My philosophy when it comes to parenthood, to your child's feeding, sleep, or health and development concerns is that rather than just looking at that single topic, so it could be a feeding issue, or it could be a sleep issue, or it could be something going on with development. Even no matter what area you are identifying a concern in, it is so important to look into all three of your baby's main areas of their life. Because when you look at your baby and toddler holistically, you're able to offer them and meet all of their needs in all of those areas, which at the end of the day is how we do have a happy and thriving baby or toddler. Now, this isn't to say, and as I mentioned, this isn't to say that understanding sleep isn't a huge part of it, because it absolutely is. And sometimes when it does come to sleep challenges, it is literally just about making sure that you're tweaking and keeping up with your baby and toddlers, changing sleep needs and making some shifts in the way you help to respond at sleep time and all of those things. So I want to make it very clear that absolutely the sleep issue can just be simply to do with changing sleep patterns and the way you go about sleep. But you're not going to know that unless you are making sure that you're hitting all of those areas and understanding what your baby needs in terms of their feeding, making sure they're getting the food, the milk that they need, and likewise, just understanding normal newborn baby and toddler development so that you can understand if that's what's impacting and take it into account in being able to support them to hit those big milestones so it doesn't continue to have these huge, huge impacts on the way your baby or your toddler sleeps. Now, obviously, I've used sleep as an example today because that is the majority of the questions I get asked in the community of the Happy Baby Code membership and through my DMs. But the same thing goes when you are looking at feeding issues. You still need to look at their sleep and their health and development. And when you're looking at their health and development, you should be looking at their sleep and their feeding. So that is why I wanted to talk about the iceberg analogy and just give that really holistic understanding into why you too should be caring about your baby's feeding and health and development if you have a sleep concern. Now, because we are in the lovely week of the Mother's Day, your Mother's Day giveaway is what it's called, I am giving away another wonderful thing for one lucky mum and dad, so one family, I should say, to help support you in your parenting journey. So today I'm giving away a spot in my Happy Baby program, which is my self-paced version of the Happy Baby Code membership minus the support, your chance to just learn, get access to all of the online portal, and to be able to work through and have a resource other than Google that's going to wipe out all that conflicting advice and have a one place to go for all your sleep, feeding, health, and development lessons so that you can block out all of that conflicting advice, block out the overwhelm, and be able to focus on one area to help guide you from newborn through to toddlerhood and get this holistic look. Make sure that you are able to completely understand your baby's feeding, health development, and sleep for that completely holistic look. If you want to enter, head on over to my Instagram at Jen Butler Early Parenting, or you can head to jenniferbutler.online/giveaway to get your entry into this program. So Entries close at the end of today, 11:55 p.m. is when today's entries close. So if you want to enter, all winners are going to be announced on Mother's Day, but you can get your entry in before the end of today. If you are listening to this outside of the giveaway period, you can come on over and join us inside the Happy Baby Code program whenever you want. So if you're keen to join us inside the program, then head to jenniferbutler.online/happybabyprogram and you can find out what's included inside the Happy Baby program and you can join us at any time. I would so love for you to get this truly holistic look at understanding your baby and your toddler. So I hope that you've enjoyed this episode. I'll be linking to my YouTube channel in the show notes if you do want to check out the visual that I've described throughout this episode. And I look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's episode.